This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times Sunday briefing on the 25th of July. The chair of the Football Supporters Association has questioned whether plans for COVID passports in stadiums can be delivered efficiently. The government's planning to extend their use from nightclubs to Premier League matches and other events with more than 20,000 spectators. It will come into force from October. Malcolm Clark told Jenny Kleeman and Luke Jones on Times Radio, operationally, it may not work.
I think if they're going to do this with big football crowds, then they need to have the resources to do the checks, probably a second ticket check, you know, before you get to the turnstiles. And I'm not convinced that all football clubs will be able to manage that in a way that doesn't cause some chaos.
MPs warn taxpayers will be facing the costs of COVID for decades. Reports released by the Commons Public Accounts Committee slam government spending on unusable PPE. It says an inquiry expected next year is not soon enough and estimates the cost of the government measures will be more than £370 billion. A travel consultant has told Times Radio there are now serious questions about the point of the travel list. It's a speculation mount that Spain and Greece are going on the Amber Plus list. That would mean quarantine for people returning from those destinations. Paul Charles from the PC Agency and former director at Virgin Atlantic has told us it's time to change the system.
To avoid this confusion, why not have a go or no-go system? So it's either you can't go there because it's a red country, of which there are about 60 at the moment, or you can go, but just make sure you take a test if you're fully jabbed when you come back to the UK. And that would make a huge difference in restoring confidence among consumers.
French authorities will attempt to establish over the next few days if human remains found in the Pyrenees are those of missing British hiker Esther Dingley. Her mother, Ria Bryant, has told the Sunday Times she's providing a DNA sample this week. The paper's Matthew Campbell is following the story.
Tests are going to be conducted on these remains, and that's where Esther's mum comes in. She's providing a DNA sample on Monday or Tuesday. The French police have asked for Esther's dental records as well. And so that will help to determine whether these remains are in fact Esther.
At the Olympics, Team GB's Andy Murray has pulled out of the men's singles tennis after a minor thigh strain. He's still expected to play in doubles. World and Olympic champion swimmer Adam Peaty is through to the 100-metre breaststroke final. James Wilby has also qualified. But one of Team GB's medal prospects, taekwondo champion Jade Jones, lost her opening match. You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Manveen Rana from The Story, a daily news podcast from The Times. Join me and my co-host, Luke Jones, for a deep dive into the big stories and investigations. Plus, each month, William Hague hosts an agenda-setting interview with a key newsmaker or big thinker. That's The Story, The Times' daily podcast that brings you one remarkable story told in depth. Listen every weekday on The Times Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.